Twin Guns. Wow, thanks so much, guys, for coming out today. It was awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, and before I forget, thanks to Mike Sin for engineering. Phenomenal job, as always.
Definitely.
And we got Andrea on guitar and vocals, and Jim on drums and vocals. And, wow, great. I know it's a early wake-up call today for rock and roll. On the,
but, it sure is. But, on this cold, cold Sunday in January.
Cold? Come on, you're from Colorado. You should know.
Cold. That's true, I guess. Colorado.
It's Colorado, right. And Twin Guns, you guys have one CD, Scene of the Crime, which came out, I guess, last September, maybe? All summer?
Yeah, it was last summer, I believe, summer, right. Is when it came out.
Right, and a 45 on the Killer Diller label, right?
Yes, that has a Little Subway Rider and Safe. So there's an A side and B side.
Yeah, so the 7-inch record has Little Subway Rider, which is not on the CD, and you can get that 7-inch record through Killer Diller Records, or if you come to any of our shows, we usually have a couple copies of those for sale.
Cool. And well, there's a few new songs you played today, right? I mean, well, Little Subway Rider you did.
Yeah, we did like, what, 5 or 6 new songs?
Yes.
I think 5, yeah. Yeah, these are songs that we're writing for the new record, which we hope to record sometime in 2012.
Wow. And did you record a Scene of the Crime not too long before it came out, or was it, around for a while? Like, what's the history? Like, how long have you guys been together as a duo?
Well, been together for... with this band in particular, about 2 years. And we previously played in another band together for one more year, and we had a bass player. But then it sort of fell apart towards the end, and we decided to give it a try as a two-piece. And it was kind of an accidental birth, but...
Yeah, we played a show as a two-piece because we had just gotten rid of our bass player, and we didn't want to cancel the show, so we just said, we'll just do it, just the two of us. And then we got such a good response that night that we just said, maybe we're onto something here. And it's a lot simpler with just two of us,
Wow. So then from that point on, there was no looking back or reconsidering, just pressed ahead as two?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great. What was the previous band that you guys played in?
That was called My Happy Gun, and... it was sort of somewhat similar in style than this band, but obviously we had to make some choices, whether me being a guitar solo player, I had to really simplify it and do the one-man guitar.
right.
Yeah, and I definitely play a lot more on the floor tom, whereas I normally would have played on the, hi-hat or ride, but without that bottom end of a bass guitar, I got to kind of...
Right.
Do like double duty, trying to keep that low end and that kind of thunder underneath the songs, and stuff. So at least free up Andre as much as I can, where he can kind of.
Well, I'm trying not to steal your thunder.
Right.
Melodically. Yeah, exactly. I get pissed if he steals my thunder.
Did that take long to figure out, or you knew that going in? You figured you'd have to.
Yeah, just when we started playing, if it sounded thin or something, I just moved to the floor tom and just try and like fill it in as much as I could, keep the bass going on all fours instead of just the 1 and 3, which is done a lot in rock and roll.
Right. And we should mention you guys have a gig coming up Monday at the Knitting Factory.
Yes.
We have Monday, January 23rd at the Knitting Factory.
Right.
It's if you get tickets before, it's $7, or it's $10 a day a show. So if anyone is planning on coming out, definitely get your tickets, a day before and save the $3. So you can buy us a beer with it.
There you go. So that's Monday at the Knitting Factory.
Also, I'm sorry, Joe. Yep. I feel like I should mention also that we've been invited to play a book release party, and a book being an online book by the author friend, Peter Christian Hall. And it's going to be a Sunday night, a lit lounge. It's for the American Fever book release, and it's like a media event. And we'll be the only rock and roll band featured that night.
Yeah, and that's January 22nd at Lit Lounge.
Yes.
Okay, and then the next night at the Knitting Factory.
Exactly, so it's a back-to-back.
Sure. Right. Yeah. With the definitely see Twin Guns live. I've seen you guys twice, and it's amazing. And today was great. So what's you mentioned about the new songs? Was there is there any timetable to record, or have you started working on stuff, or?
We're just kind of trying to decide how we want to approach it. That last record we did, kind of like to a click track, and and stuff. And this one, I think we want to try and play a little bit more of a live feel and just kind of capture more of the experience that people get when they come see us in concert, you
right.
know, just kind of have it be a little bit more of a rougher, rawer edge or something. So we're kind of thinking about all these things, but we don't have any slotted time yet as far as when to record.
Right, right, right.
Hopefully there'll, you know, be like a label that may have some kind of interest that can help us out a bit.
Also, I should add just an overall comment about that. The new set of recording, we literally have like about 12 new songs. So potentially there's already an album there, but we don't want to rush on it.
Right.
We just want to test them live, and actually the next set of shows will be more of a test.
Right.
For so I think that's it.
A couple of the songs we played today was basically the first time we've ever played them for anybody. So
yeah.
This show has been kind of great as it's kind of giving us a way to kind of see how they sound and stuff, and you know,
right.
how it would be. To right. record them live and stuff. This has been a great help.
Right. Now, does that compare to the first album? I mean, well, I guess obviously if you had, were those the songs that you had starting out or they came later? Like, did you do the same process with the first album or not really?
I think, the point I'd like to make is that we started off as playing a Cramps, a Cramps tribute night, and Jim having played with the Cramps was,
right.
I think there was some of the mojo was left over from that experience, but we certainly try to resuscitate that one fatidic night. But you know, we started playing a lot of covers. You know, we say
right.
we will be the band that will play covers,
right?
And we play a lot of garage and surf and sort of rock and roll of the past. Sort of establishing ourselves as this sort of band, and we realized we didn't have. In the record, you don't hear those things. You don't hear us playing covers, except for one.
Well, she cried, right?
She cried. Yeah.
That's great. Great version.
So in the new set of songs reflects a little bit that the spirit of those covers brought on stage, and we're hoping to capture them on record. So...
Excellent.
It'll be interesting.
Right. And in case listeners are wondering, Andrea, you're originally from Italy, right?
Yes. I moved here almost 20 years ago. So I did most of my grown-up growing as a grown-up in New York, actually. Yeah.
Did you have any bands in Italy before you came over or no, not really? Or?
Yes. I had. I grew up literally playing the classic garage bands. Like, we actually did have a garage. And
nice.
And then covered... Fast Stones songs and Count Five, the usual.
Right.
Well, I should probably vice versa. Count Five, then.
Right.
But you know, it has people went left for their own like adventurous lives and moved to New York and started all over again. Really. So.
Nice. And Jim, how long have you been in New York?
I've been here about 6 years now.
Cool, because we were going over some of your musical history before the show. You know, I first saw you in the Down and Outs from Colorado, and then we were talking about your time in the Makers, which was, I guess, around 2002, I guess you said?
Yeah.
2001, maybe?
Yep, about 2001 to 2003, I played with the Makers in Seattle when I was living out there.
And then you played in the Cramps simultaneously with them? Or?
Basically, yeah. What happened was... they got a hold of me to do a European tour as a fill-in drummer, and I did that, and it turned out really good, so they asked me to join. So I moved down to Hollywood and spent about 6 months down there, but things didn't work out, so I then moved back to the Northwest and then resumed playing with the Makers. And I actually even did like a little tour while I was in both bands, which I think may have led to my to my departure. I think that kind of pissed Poison Ivy off a little bit that I went and did a little tour to help out my old band while I was in, you know, as a member of their band, so.
Wow. Yeah. How did
conflict of interests.
How did, I guess, the Down and Outs open a show for the Cramps, or they just knew?
Yeah, that's exactly how I got that opportunity. The Down and Outs twice, actually, in a, twice, in Denver, opened up for the Cramps on New Year's Eve, and that's kind of how I got to meet Poison and Lux backstage and stuff, and we exchanged addresses and stuff. They were very nice to me, and... they actually, you know, sent me some like photographs that they had taken of me, so it was pretty easy to talk with them and stuff like that. So, years later, when I moved to Seattle, like just got some random email after not talking to him like for 2 years, and you know, they had kept me in mind.
Wow.
As maybe a potential drummer if they ever needed one.
Wow, that must have been a to get that call must have been
yeah.
I don't know. What was that like?
I was pretty excited, yeah, to say the least, you know.
What were the shows like playing with them?
Well, it was good because we went over to Europe, and that was the first time that they had been to Europe in 5 years. So, you know, people were like, you know, hungry for their cramps fixed. So we played, you know, pretty big places, like places that held maybe like 1,500 people and stuff. And,
wow,
you know, a lot of the shows were sold out. It was really fun. That was my first time even going to Europe. So, like, what a way to, you know, to go see all those countries and stuff for a first time, you know.
Wow, and it must have been Lux was such a madman, like on stage. I mean, was it hard to I don't know, what was that like dealing with him?
Well, I mean, it was you know, pretty crazy. I got to,
yeah.
I mean, I remember the first show in Colmar, France. You know, we come back to the tiny dressing room after the show, you know, and Lux is naked, and he's just kind of like hanging out, you know, about a foot away from me, just naked and changing and stuff. So I was like, wow, I'm really getting to know these people well on this tour. You know what I mean? His ass is like 8 inches from my face, and I'm sitting there on a couch trying to have a beer or something. It's like, okay, welcome to my new world.
Right. Well, I guess that's, is there not really too many dressing room incidents with Twin Guns, right? Not too many, not too many Brooklyn venues with dressing rooms. So.
Exactly. And luckily, we keep our clothes on, so
that's right. Awesome, excellent. Well, thanks so much again for coming out to play, guys. It was really great. And
thanks, you guys.
And the show Monday at the Knitting Factory, and Sunday at Lit is the what's the book?
It's called American Fever.
American Fever, right?
And yes, it's a Sunday night at Lit.
Right. And Monday is the regular rock show at the Knitting Factory. And then how about anything plans past that, or?
Well, we have been invited to go play a big kind of 3-day music festival in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, nice.
I think it's called Gathering of the Clouds, and that's February 23rd through February 25th. So we're going to go, like, play, I think we're slotted for Saturday night around 10 o'clock p.m., and there's going to be, like, a bunch of bands. You know, Spindrift is going to be there as well, we know. So
nice. Yes. Yeah, have you guys played many out-of-town shows or at all? Or not
only really? In Colorado, and we played in Woodstock once. That's about all.
Oh, wow. So any plans to hit the road, or not really?
We'd love to go to Los Angeles and San Francisco, hopefully sometime this spring, you know, and then maybe try and head over to Europe for some shows too, and, you know, do Spain and France at least, and, of course, Italy.
Yeah. Right, excellent.
But no definite plans as of yet. You know, those are just.
There's one more show that I should mention, because it's on February 10th. We're playing this place called The Shop in Brooklyn. It's a motorcycle garage.
And, oh, nice.
Our friends Crazy Pills and Otto Bonfire will be as well on the bill. And there should be also an interesting show. We're going to debut a lot of new material. Again,
and it's basically in a garage that is just full of motorcycles. So it's going to be a kind of a cool backdrop for us.
Nice. You know? That's awesome. Excellent. All right. Well, thanks again, guys. And thanks again to Mike Sin for engineering.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right.